Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, have gaveled in the start of the Republican National Convention. They're voting at this hour to officially renominate President Trump for a second term after formalizing the nomination of Vice President Mike Pence. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports the party is holding a pared-down version of their national convention amid the coronavirus pandemic.
It's an unusual year and an unusual convention because of the pandemic. Ginger Howard is an RNC delegate from Georgia. She spoke to NPR by phone this morning as she waited for the convention to begin.
Everybody is in their mask. We're socially distanced. We are 6 feet apart in our states in a long table.
President Trump had planned to move the convention to Jacksonville, Florida, over frustrations about social distancing restrictions under North Carolina's Democratic governor, Roy Cooper. Trump later canceled that plan over concerns about the virus surging. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Charlotte.
The head of the U.S. Postal Service is appearing on Capitol Hill at this hour. Testimony from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy comes amid growing concerns about whether the agency is equipped to handle the expected influx of mail-in ballots ahead of the November election. Speaking before the House Oversight Committee, DeJoy assured lawmakers the agency is prepared.
The Postal Service is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's ballots securely and on time. This sacred duty is my number one priority between now and Election Day.
DeJoy, who was recently appointed by President Trump, has been accused of working with the administration to undermine the Postal Service in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. A pair of tropical storms are making their way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical Storm Marco is on track to make landfall in Louisiana this afternoon. NPR's Amy Held reports Tropical Storm Laura is gaining strength and is expected to come ashore as a hurricane by midweek.
Marco is bringing wind and rain to the Louisiana-Mississippi coastline. Isolated totals could reach 10 inches. Laura, a much bigger system, is getting stronger. Already, it's caused several deaths and significant damage in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. It's set to reach the Gulf Coast late Wednesday. Daniel Brown is with the National Hurricane Center.
We've had the storms impact the same region several weeks to a month or more apart, but to have impact within a matter of a couple of days is quite rare.
Tyra Daniels of New Orleans says there's more to this hurricane season that has her overwhelmed.
With COVID-19 and this storm, it's just getting to be a bit too much right now.
Louisiana's governor is advising avoiding sheltering in place with people outside the household if possible. Amy Held, NPR News.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 261 points. This is NPR News. The Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization for using convalescent plasma therapy to treat coronavirus patients. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports President Trump is touting the move as life-saving.
Convalescent plasma is based on the idea that antibodies from people who have recovered from COVID-19 can help protect people who are currently sick. So blood from recovered people is transfused into patients who are battling the virus. Preliminary studies point to promise and show it's safe, but there's mixed reaction to the authorization, given the lack of evidence to show just how effective it is, and concerns that President Trump pressured the FDA to expand use. Experts say it's not a magic bullet treatment. Doctors have more treatment options now, from remdesivir to steroids, so plasma is one more option as the pandemic continues. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Nearly 250,000 people in California remain under evacuation orders and warnings as wildfires continue to burn. Firefighters are working to contain hundreds of blazes, including nearly 30 large fires. The second largest in state history has scorched more than 340,000 acres in Northern California. Wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour are forecast today in the San Francisco Bay Area. All of the major indices continue to trade higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 254 points, the S&P 500 up 25, the Nasdaq Composite up 71 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.